Skagway residents could be sipping locally crafted spirits in the near future. Two entrepreneurs have applied for a distillery liquor license in Skagway. Their applications are part of a growing craft distillery market in Alaska. But as KHNS's Emily Files reports, there can only be one distillery in the gateway to the Klondike.
That's the sound of a Made in Haines cocktail being stirred at the Port Chilkoot Distillery. It could be joined by another Upper Lynn Canal distillery in the next couple years.
Any objection to this request?
No objection.
Two distillery liquor licenses have come before the Skagway Assembly in the past 6 months. The first, in November, was from Gary Hager for a distillery called Skagway Spirits. The second, which came before the assembly last week, is from Dan and Christine Turner for a distillery dubbed Alaska Stillman.
There's only one distillery license allowed in Skagway.
Cynthia Franklin is director of the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. She says only one distillery is allowed per 3,000 people in Alaskan towns and cities. So why are there two applications for Skagway?
Should he not be able to produce, that we're waiting to step in.
Joel Probst is the project manager for Alaska Stillman. He says the Turners know there's only one distillery allowed in Skagway, but they want to be next in line if Hager's Skagway Spirits license doesn't go through.
The vision is to get 4 to 5 full-time people working, the hopes, and having a year-round operation there with the ability to export a commodity that's both flavorful, if you will, and also appealing to a broader audience.
Hager did not respond to requests for comment by deadline for this report. But according to Franklin, it looks like his Skagway Spirits venture is on track to get final license approval. The Alcohol Control Board is scheduled to make a final decision on Skagway Spirits license at its April 26th meeting.
This really is first come, first serve. Skagway applied for the license. If they meet the requirements, which they have every indication that they will, the board gives that person the license. You know, the board doesn't have the authority to deny the license because there's someone else coming up behind them that says, hey, we have a better idea for a distillery and Skagway can only have one.
Franklin says back when state regulations around liquor licenses were established, they couldn't have foreseen the sea change in the alcohol market that's happened in the past decade or so.
You've had this rise of craft breweries, craft distilleries, brew pubs. When our rules were written in 1980, we had no manufacturing of alcohol in Alaska. We imported all of our alcohol.
There's currently 5 operating distillery licenses in Alaska, and it looks like it's going to at least double over the next year.
Heather Shade owns Port Chilkoot Distillery and leads the Distillers Guild of Alaska. She says distillery license applications have cropped up across the state, not just in Skagway, but Juneau, Fairbanks, Homer.
I think it's a good trend. The micro distilling industry has the potential to create good local manufacturing jobs and to support partner industries such as Alaska agriculture and tourism. So I see it as a good thing that our state can encourage and tap into.
The question of which business will get Skagway's only distillery license could be answered by the end of April. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.